VK2ZX.
VK2ZX. Very good. Thanks for the call. You're about a 5 and 7, 5-7 in Ohio. Name is Tom. Over.
Roger. I haven't got your call point. I just scanned across the band. Operator name is Stuart. Sierra T-Tango U Uniform. A-Alpha. Romeo T-Tango Stuart. And you're a 5-7 also.
Okay, Stuart, very good. Thanks for the call. My call is Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray. Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray, and we're working via the long path here. I'm beaming due east.
Roger, I'm beaming short path. If you just hang on, I'll switch around the long path to see if that makes any difference.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm beaming over Africa here right now, and that's where we have the propagation to the Pacific at this time of the day. So, Stuart, yeah, nice to meet you here, and thanks for giving me a call. And I know you're in your summertime there, but we are in the winter, and we're about zero here, zero Celsius. VK2ZX from Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray.
Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray, yes, it made a difference. You've come up to a solid 5-9, sometimes a little bit over that. What was the name that way, sorry?
Name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and yeah, you're up to about a 5-8.
Roger, Tom. Okay, so my normal home location, one of my homes, I actually have two, is in Sydney, but at the moment I'm on a small farm, 25 acres. As I said, around 300 kilometres or 230 miles west of Sydney. I'm running a 4-element Yagi up at about 12 metres or 35 feet above ground and 400 watts into that antenna, driven by an ICOM 7600. The WX, yes, copy your zero. Here, we're at around about 22 degrees C. It's been raining over the last couple of days. It's very humid, but of course this is our summer. Prior to that, 2 days ago, we had about 36 degrees C, which is smidgen over the 100 degrees Fahrenheit mark. Kilo 8, Charlie X-ray, VK2ZX.
Okay, VK2ZX, KHCX. Yeah, that's a little warm there, that's for sure. Now, we're probably about normal this time of the year, maybe even a little bit above normal, actually. It's kind of gloomy, though. It's a little bit of rain, a little bit of snow, and very overcast here, which is about normal for northeast Ohio, I guess. But it's overcast year-round here. But that's what it is. It's always fun to get on the radio here in the winter time and make lots of good contacts. So it's a great hobby for sure. And find on your station. It sounds real good. I have a ICOM 7610. I'm ACOM 1500 amp, running about 1500. I have a 5-element monobander up at about 40 meters. And like I said, pointing pretty much due east right now. So back to you, VK2ZX, KHCX.
Yeah, KHCX, VK2ZX. Yeah, the 7610 is a very nice radio. I've used one, so very familiar with that. And it's quite funny when I drop back to the 7600, I keep touching the screen and of course nothing happens to me.
Yeah, you get used to that. Boy, I tell you, you can't live without it once you have it.
That for sure, and very intuitive to make adjustments to various things, whereas here I have to look for the particular button. But this is a very nice radio, extremely nice radio. What can I say, ICOM make very good quality equipment, and it has just started to rain lightly here. There's a whole different concept to us here in Australia. We're very few areas. We have some down areas, but very, very short winter period. But generally, for most of the people who live in Australia, snow is a very foreign concept, Tom.
Oh, yeah, very good. Well, I've never been there, but it would be a nice place to visit, that's for sure. But, yeah, you know, here in northeast Ohio, you get used to it, and it's okay, so I'm not complaining too much. Take a vacation every now and then to where the sun's a little bit shinier and the weather's a little bit warmer. But, yeah, you know, it's always good to talk to you guys in Australia, and hope you don't get too hot there in your summertime. You say the season's a little bit short, so that's a good thing. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, our summer season's not short, but our cold. We get cold weather, I suppose, we get around, 8 degrees C would be, probably where I am out in the country. It'll get down to below freezing. Snow is pretty much unheard of out here, but the rivers don't freeze over. I've been up to Alaska, and actually I love that place. It's just so different. We watch as many television shows on it as we can, but it's quite bizarre. We've only obviously been there in late summer to look at a raging river like the Yukon and then realize that thing absolutely freezes solid, Tom, over.
Oh, yeah, for sure. My daughters, my one daughter and granddaughter went for a vacation in Alaska here during, I think it was in August, and they flew into, I think it was Seattle, Washington, and they took a cruise ship up to Alaska, and then they got on a train, and they viewed Alaska via train. So they said it was just totally amazing. And actually, the pictures that they brought back were amazing. So it'd be a great place to visit. I haven't been there yet, but they say everybody should visit there at least once. VK2ZX, KHCX.
Roger, Tom, K8CX, VK2ZX. Well, I haven't been to Ohio either. I've been to, let me see, down the east coast, up as far as Boston, and right down to Miami, and the end of the Keys. And then across, we have some friends that live in Phoenix, and we're catching up with them later in the year. And we're going to do a bit of a road trip and have a look at some of your fantastic national parks over around Yellowstone and Yosemite, etc. Been to Denver. I was working for a US-based company, so that's where my boss was, which was kind of a long way from here, Tom, over.
Yeah, well, I guess I could have its good points. But, yeah, that's great that you were able to visit out there, too. And I'm planning a trip out to Arizona here maybe in the next month or two. My sister moved out there, so I'm going to have to go visit her.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting place. I remember when we were there was a contest on the local FM station. The first day that it cracked 100 degrees, over.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty normal for them out there, for sure. 100 degrees, that's light jacket weather for them. They, you know, that's cold for them sometimes.
Yeah, the crazy stuff. There's a lot of places in both our countries. I haven't been to the top northern part of Australia, what we call our Northern Territory. Where you saw that Crocodile Dundee movie film. I haven't been up there, but I've been pretty much for the rest of it, except maybe the central part. I'm 67, so that's over the span of a lifetime to get around the place, over.
Oh, yeah, all very good. Sounds like you've been around quite a bit, though. I'm 72 here, and well, I haven't slowed down yet, but I can see that coming here in the near future. But, okay, well, nice talking to you, Stuart. I'm going to say 7-3 here and see what else is coming in, and I appreciate the nice QSO we had, and if you ever hear me on, feel free to give me a call. VK2ZX KHCX.
Roger, Tom. That's been a great contact. Thanks very much, and I like the chat. 73s, and I'm sure you get some other contacts. You're putting in a very strong signal here on the phone. KHCX VK2ZX.
73. Thanks again, Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray.
Kilo 3 Victor Bravo Papa.
Victor Kilo 3, Victor Bravo Papa. Yes, I do copy. Thanks for the call. You're about a 5-7, 5-7 in Ohio. Name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. How copy, over?
Melbourne in Victoria. And handle is Alpha Lima Bravo Yankee,
LB, okay, very good, yeah. Thanks for the report, and nice to hear you coming in here today over the long path. So, long path has been fairly good here lately, and beaming east over Africa. I work a lot of Africans and into the Pacific as well, so that's some good DX. A VK3 VBP from KHCX.
KHCX, was it? We've got a good copy here. We're actually at the club room today. Got a quite a large antenna here, so that helps everything. We're having a club meeting on a Tuesday morning, and it's really good to catch you online, so.
Okay, well, very good. Your signal is about a 5-6 to a 5-7 right now. So, I think the band is shifting a little bit on us right now, but you're still coming in very Q5, LB, and definitely nice to meet you there. So thanks for the contact. I'll say 7-3 to you, and you have a great day. VK3 VBF from Victor Bravo Papa, Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray.
Thanks for the contact here, 73, VK3 VBP, clear, and talk to you again.
7-3, thanks from Kilo 8 Charlie X-ray.